This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Support is provided by the National Youth Science Foundation. Openings for students to attend the National STEAM Institute are available. More information at nysf.com. Coming up next, it's West Virginia Morning. It's 7:41 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Today marks 1 year since floods devastated many parts of West Virginia, killing 23 people and causing major damage to communities, including homes, businesses, and schools.
It was hard. I mean, when they told me over the summer that the school was flooded and that we weren't going to be going back there, it was really heartbreaking, and I don't think any of us really believed it.
1 year after the flood, coming up on West Virginia Morning. First, this news.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, working to explore the next generation of targeted therapies for many cancers. Videos, white papers, and patient stories are available at discovercarebelieve.org. From Charles Schwab, when it comes to wealth management, Schwab believes in asking questions and being engaged so investors can better own their tomorrow. Learn more at schwab.com. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Today marks the first anniversary of the June 23rd flooding that ravaged parts of southern and central West Virginia. 44 of the state's 55 counties were in a state of emergency, and 12 counties were declared federal disaster areas. Water carved a path of destruction unseen in generations, earning the title of the 1,000-year flood. 23 deaths were attributed to the high waters. Raynell native and radio sports broadcaster Keith Thompson lost his father, Edward, a year ago today. But the flood was just the beginning of Keith's heartaches in the past year, as he told Inside Appalachia's Jessica Lilly.
My mom and dad were in this room for in water 30-some inches deep for 5 hours, maybe 5.5 hours before they finally got out of here. My dad passed away right here. I mean, this is where my dad took his last breath. And many times my mother had said to me, because my dad had Alzheimer's, many times my mother said to me that I want to live one day longer than your dad because nobody will take care of him like I did. And to the last breath in that man's body, she did.
The days after the flood were somewhat of a blur for Keith.
We were so busy that, you know, you didn't have time to think about it. You know, it took 11 days to get my dad buried. And in that time frame, I mean, you know, this place was ripped apart. And there was 15, 20 feet piles of furniture and drywall and everything that was in here basically piled up in the front yard. And, you know, you're so busy, and there's so many people that are in and out, and so many people coming by. You know, just the sheer number of people that came by to help. You know, I walked in here one day and there was about 15 people in this house and I didn't know the first one. They just showed up. What can we do to help? It restores your faith in humanity. And through all of this mess that hit this little town and all the other areas, and I think a lot of people will say the same thing, this state and the people that are from around here, we still care a lot for each other. You know, I mean, we may have fought our own wars, but we still, you know, people still care for each other.
Keith wanted the house restored for his mother, Gerda. He remembers watching her sit in the driveway as almost 50 years worth of her items were thrown out.
I said, you know, and Mom was sitting over there in that white wicker chair underneath the carport. And I said, if that lady right there can spend one night in this house, it's all worth it. And she did. She was here for about a month. She liked it. It was home. And I think all in all, she liked how everything turned out. My mother left this earth peacefully at about 10 minutes after 9 on October 28th. And I was calling a football game. Which I thought was appropriate. You know, I wasn't with her, but she heard it. Because a wonderful nurse up there named Nikki took her cell phone and put it in my mother's room and turned on the stream. And the last thing was me calling the game. I know what it's like to be alone. I mean, you can have a husband, you can have a wife, you can have children. But until you do not have a parent, you do not know what it's like to be on this earth alone. By yourself.
Keith says he not only lost both of his parents, but he also lost his biggest supporters. They were proud to hear their son on the radio.
Man, it dawned on me that, yeah, they're not here. They're not listening to this one. But you know, you just go on and do your job and do the, you know, to the best of your ability.
So for Keith, this past year meant saying goodbye to his father and his mother, and now his childhood home. His parents' house is up for sale. The radio they used to listen to remains in an almost brand new kitchen, along with Gerda's white wicker chair, where she sat when we first met her. But Keith says the place just isn't a home without his parents.
That was Jessica Lilly reporting from Raynell. You can hear more of this episode of Inside Appalachia this Sunday morning at 7 and again Sunday evening at 6 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. The video of this episode is available to watch online. You can find it on wvpublic.org. Several communities in West Virginia were devastated during the 1,000-year flood, and many families lost everything, their homes, their belongings, their livelihoods. Some of those communities even lost their school buildings. The West Virginia Department of Education reported 27 public school buildings suffered flood damage, and 5 were closed. The school board in Nicholas County plans to consolidate several schools, including Richwood Middle and Richwood High School. The plan has been met with passionate opposition from residents. Despite the debate about consolidation, the 2017 school year came and went. We recently visited the town of Richwood to see what this past year was like for both students and the community. Liz McCormick has the story.
For the 2016-2017 school year, the students at Richwood Middle and High School attended classes at temporary locations. Richwood High students spent the year at former Beaver Elementary School in Craigsville, almost a 30-minute drive away. Recent graduate Kendra Amick says it was disheartening to learn she wouldn't be in her old building for her senior year.
It was hard. I mean, when they told me over the summer that the school was flooded and that we weren't going to be going back there, it was really heartbreaking, and I don't think any of us really believed it. But being thrown in Beaver was kind of rough.
Despite the change of location, Amick remained committed to her high school band, also known as the Lumberjack Express. The band had to scavenge for places to practice throughout the year, but when it came time for the annual festivals and parades, there was no doubt the community could rely on the Lumberjack Express to show up. Amick performed in the marching band for the last time during this year's spring concert.
The community of Richwood really loves the band. That's one of the cornerstones of our town, is seeing us march down every fall in orange, and we always have an annual Christmas concert as well as a spring concert. So to get the community back together, rain or shine today, it's really nice to see everyone come out, get to hear the band, and have a little bit of hope.
The Lumberjack Express is a staple of the town, says Richwood Middle School principal Gene Collins.
It's not just the high school's band, it is the community's band.
Collins says the Lumberjack Express played a big role in helping students and the community to cope with the change. While traditions had to be compromised and the stability of the community was disrupted, the Lumberjack Express provided a familiar tone that helped the town hold on to its identity and perhaps hold on to the spirit of Richwood.
Everything we do, we have a huge turnout. We have so much support. People are trying to make sure that we survive. And let's face it, in the mountains, that's what everything is about. It is about survival. They want the best for their kids, but we're also fighting for our culture to survive.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:52. There's a flash flood watch in effect for most areas of West Virginia through late Saturday night. Mostly cloudy skies today, a chance of rain and thunderstorms. Some storms can produce heavy rainfall today with highs in the 80s. Rain and thunderstorms continue tonight with heavy rain possible, lows in the 60s. Rain and thunderstorms on Saturday, clearing in the west in the afternoon with high temperatures in the 80s, and mostly sunny on Sunday with highs in the 70s. Support for the weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. The undisputed masters of soulful folk, the Wood Brothers, appear on this week's broadcast of Mountain Stage with their song Never and Always. It's this week's Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Yep. Well, I woke up where the dust fades to a thunderclap. Thank the gray sky for another chance. And I must have dreamed a romance. Guess it never happened. Use my love letters for the fish wrapping. Salvation just an honoree. Guess that's the way it might ought to be. How else can you stay on the right road home? Well, sometimes it feels like I'm never and always alone. Ooh, like a dead man, I rose up from the sleep of life. Kick the tin can in the moonlight. Lost a back tooth, went to look for it by the apple tree. Pretty dragonfly watching over me. Salvation just an honor each. Guess that's no way it might ought to be. But how else can you stay on the right road home? Well, sometimes it feels like I'm never and always alone. Ooh, yeah. Well, sometimes it feels like I'm never and always, yeah, alone. Still, my soul still wants.
Sometimes it feels like I'm never and always alone. Ooh, sometimes it feels like I'm never and always alone. Ooh, and that's a sometimes and it's a dark blues, like it's a prison.
That was the Wood Brothers with Never and Always. You can hear this song and more Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This is a West Virginia Morning. It's a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Glennis Board, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Roxy Todd, and Jesse Wright. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Teresa Wills.
So darling, will you stay right here? Shake this frost off of my.
Regional star Tyler Childers returns to Mountain Stage this Sunday during Festival Charleston alongside Marcus King Band, Kishi Bashi with strings, Tristan, Caroline Spence, and me, Joni Deutsch, as guest host. The show is sold out, but you can watch it live. Stream the show this Sunday at 7 p.m. on mountainstage.org.
Hi, I'm Scott Finn, Executive Director at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. You might have heard that the final state budget is out, and West Virginia Public Broadcasting will take a $1 million cut. You can help us fill the gap. Make a donation by June 30th, and it will be matched dollar for dollar by two of our Studio Society members. Call 800-RADIO-87 or pledge online at wvpublic.org. Make your gift now to protect West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting, WVPB Charleston, WVBY Beckley, WVBL Bluefield, WVPW Buchanan, WVWV Huntington, WVEP Martinsburg, WVKM Mate 1, WVPM Morgantown, WVPG Parkersburg, WVDS Petersburg, WVWS Webster Springs, WVNP Wheeling.